بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the aftermath of the Battle of Badr and the important decision that had to be taken with regard to the captives of Badr, where there were two options, that either they be executed or a ransom be taken from them and they then be released and sent back to Makkah Mukarramah. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in consultation with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, decided that a ransom should be taken from them. Some were made to pay a monetary amount, and others who knew how to read and write were then asked to teach the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to read and write. And this was the ransom that they paid to free themselves, and they were then allowed to go back to Makkah Mukarramah. Nevertheless, in the interim, what had taken place was that there was a number of these captives that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pled their case before him, saying that although we were fighting on the side of the Quraysh, but we were forced to be here. We did not want to oppose you and the Muslim army. We did not want to be a part of this battle. And now you have taken us captive. So you should release us without taking any ransom from us, because we are not really an enemy to you. We are not really in opposition to you. And according to some riwayat, one of these captives who had pled his innocence was none other than the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu. In fact, some riwayat mention that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would become distressed at night when he would hear the cries of Abbas radiallahu anhu. He was tied up with the other captives, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recognize his voice, and he would become very distressed that my uncle is tied up and he is in this condition, he has been taken as a prisoner of war. To the extent that Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and offered him, O Nabi of Allah, if you wish, then we would release Abbas radiallahu anhu and we won't take anything from him and allow him to go back to Makkah. This would put your heart at ease. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam insisted that the fair thing to do is that since he is also a captive, then a ransom should be taken from him. Nevertheless, Abbas radiallahu anhu then comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not yet a Muslim outwardly at that time. And he says that, O my nephew, I have already accepted Islam. I accepted Islam secretly in Makkah Mukarramah. And I just joined the Quraysh army because they did not know of my Islam. But I am a Muslim. I believe in you. I believe in Allah, in one Allah. And therefore you should release me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no way of him verifying whether Abbas had really accepted Islam or not, or he is just saying this to free himself. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam based it on the external, on the outward appearance, and that was that he had not shown signs of Islam, he had not recited the kalima up to that point, and he was part of the Quraysh army. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam insisted that if you have accepted Islam, that is between you and Allah may accept it from you, but I have to judge based on what is outward, and therefore you will have to pay the ransom. So he then pleads with him that, okay, if I have to pay the ransom, then at least the 20 uqiyah of gold that was taken from me on the battlefield while the war was taking place, at least count that as part of the ransom, and then I'll pay what is the balance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, that which was taken on the battlefield, that's part of the spoils of war. You will have to pay the full ransom amount. So he then says that, listen, I don't have anything. I don't have enough to pay. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says to him, and this was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that through wahi he was informed of this, and he tells him that, okay, you're claiming that you don't have anything. What about that conversation you had with Ummul Fadl, which was the wife of Abbas radiallahu anhu? What about that conversation you had with her in Makkah, and you told her that there's some money buried in a certain place, and if I'm going for this battle of Badr, if I come back, or rather if I don't come back and my life is taken, then you can take out this wealth and this will be for yourself and your children. So where is that, those funds? So Abbas radiallahu anhu realized that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been informed through wahi, and therefore there is no way out and I have to pay this ransom. So this was the incident which had taken place with Abbas radiallahu anhu. Some Mu'arrikhin say that his Islam was from this point, and others say he accepted Islam slightly later on. But nevertheless, this ransom was taken from him. So this is mentioned in this verse, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, كل من في أيديكم من الأسرى. O Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, say to those prisoners that are in your hands, يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا. If Allah knows there to be goodness in your heart, meaning, if Allah knows that you have already accepted Islam, يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, then Allah will give you something better than what has been taken from you, and Allah will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So outwardly you are made to pay, but you did accept Islam before this. So if Allah knows of this, that you are truthful in your claim, and you really are a Muslim at this point, but you are being made to pay the ransom, Allah will give you something better. Abbas radiallahu anhu explains later on, he says, many, many years later, some wealth had come from Bahrain, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had then called him and told him that now take. And according to some riwayat, he was given 20 camels. And he says, this was far better than that 20 uqiyah of gold that was taken from me on the battlefield, or the ransom that had been taken from me. So Allah did give it back to him. On the other hand, those captives who were merely portraying Islam and trying to get away from paying the ransom, then Allah says, وَإِن يُرِيدُوا خِيَانَتَكَ فَقَدْ خَانُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَأَمْكَنَ مِنْهُمْ. If they want to deceive you, O Nabi of Allah, then indeed they had deceived Allah, or they had tried to deceive Allah before. What does this mean? Of course, they are unable to deceive Allah, but it means they were disloyal. They acted treacherously with regard to Allah. They broke the pledge that they had made with Allah. فَأَمْكَنَ مِنْهُمْ. And Allah then gave you control over them. So if they want to deceive once again, or be disloyal once again, then remember, Allah will still be in control of them. Wallahu alimun hakim. Allah is most knowledgeable, most wise. So this was the incident that had taken place after the Battle of Badr with regard to the captives. Again, we see the justice of Islam, the fairness of Islam, and how a chance was offered to them to rehabilitate themselves. And many, many, many of these captives later on, who were ransomed and freed, then accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some within the following years, and some on the occasion of Fath-i Makkah, but they eventually did come into the fold of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.